Shvi. V'ro ha-koyen. And the koyen will look at this nega. Achrei huchabes es ha-nega. After the nega became washed. V'hine lo'y hofach ha-nega es enoy. The nega did not change its color. V'ha-nega lo'y foso. And the nega did not spread. In other words, it stayed exactly the same after the second week. Tomehu, it is tome, ba'esh tisrafenu, it has to be burnt. Pechesesi, it is a penetrating saras. Bekarachtoi, in his own garment. Uvegabachtoi, and in his new garment. We see something different over here by nega on a beged. Until now, by nega of nesek and nega of arbosor, if after the second week it stays the same, it is a simin tahara. But over here by Beged, we see that if it stays the same after the second week, it is tumah. We also see a second difference about Beged, because we see that if the nega is yirakrak or yadamdam, deep green or deep red, that is sufficient to call this nega a nega tzaras. It doesn't need any more simonim, because we see that if this nega was locked up for a week and stayed the same, and then locked up for a second week after it was washed and stayed the same, it's tumah. So it didn't need any white hairs or gold hairs or anything else, or even pisyon. The fact that it was just deep green or deep red and stayed the same for 2 weeks is a raya that it is saras. That's why we find the pasuk memtes that when it is brought to the koyin, it says nega tsarasu vahara es hakoyin. The pasuk calls it saras even before it was shown to the koyin, as opposed to earlier by nige or bosor, it says v'ro hakoyin es hanega. The koyin will see the nega. It doesn't call it nega tsaras until after it is definitely tsaras. Over here, it says nega tsaras, it calls it tsaras even before it was brought to the koyin, because it doesn't need any more simonim to make it a nega. By the fact that it was deep green and deep red and stayed that way for 2 weeks, that is a simon tumo. The pasuk says, lehofa hanega es enoi, if the nega did not change colors, then we burn this nega. It's mashma that if it was hafach es enoi, it would have a different halacha. There is a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim how to learn these words. Rabbi Yehuda learns, lehofach hanega es enoi means it stayed the same color. But if it would have changed from one color that is tame to another color that is tame, if it would have changed from deep red to deep green, then the halacha would be that we would look at it as a brand new nega and start from scratch. The Kohen would look at it and lock it up for 7 days, and then if it stays the same, wash it, start it all over again as if it was a new nega. So this is what the pasuk is saying. If it was lo hafach haneges enoi, it stayed the same color, you burn it. But if it changed from green to red, then you start all over again. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say since it changed from green to red, from one color of tumah to another color of tumah, therefore it is as if it did not change, and you would burn it. So what does the pasuk mean, lo hafach haneges enoi, that it didn't change? It means it stayed the same color and did not become lighter. Because if it became lighter, we will see in pasuk nun vav that you cut out the nega that became lighter, and you burn that part, and the rest of the beged you may keep. And that's what the pasuk is saying. Lo hafach haneges enoi, if it did not get lighter, then you burn it. But if it got lighter, you cut out that part and you burn that part, and the rest of the beged is good. And the pasuk continues, Vimro ha-koyin, if the koyin will see the beged, V'hine keo ha-nega, and behold, the nega became dimmer, Achare huchabes oisoi, after it became washed, V'kora oisoi, and he will rip out the nega, min ha-beged, from the garment, Oy min ha-or, or from the leather, Oy min ha-shti, Oy min ha-erev, or from the vertical and horizontal threads, and he will burn that part, and the rest of the beged will be good, and he does not have to do anything to the rest of the beged. Ve'im teiroa oid, and if it will come back, ba beged onto the garment, oy bashti oy be'erev, or onto the vertical and horizontal threads, oy b'chol kli'ar, or onto any leather vessel, pairachasi, this is an eruption of saras, bo'esh tisravenu, es asher boy hanoga, he must then burn the whole beged. If after he cut it out, the nega came back upon the beged, then he must burn the whole beged. The beged and the garment, oyashiyah erev, oykol kliyar, asher techabes, that you will wash, v'sor mehem hanega, and then the nega will go away completely, v'chubas shenis, then it will be washed a second time, which Rashi says it means it will be toiled, it will be immersed in a mikvah, v'tarher, and it will be tar. If after after the nega was washed, it totally goes away, then all you have to do is you have to immerse the beged in a mikvah, and then the beged is fine. It is tar. Zois taras nega hataras. These are the laws of nega taras. Beged hatzema oya pishtim, on a beged that is wool or linen, oya shi oya erev, on vertical and horizontal threads, oy kol kliar, or on any leather vessel, letaharoi, to declare it tahar, oy letamaoi, or to declare it tame. So, in a nutshell, the laws of nega on a beged are as follows. If one sees a deep red or deep green nega on a beged, he will show it to the kohen. When the kohen will see it, he will lock it up for 7 days. If at the end of 7 days it spreads, he will burn it. If it stays the same, then he washes the nega and a little bit around it and locks it up for a second set of 7 days. If it stays the same after the second set, he burns it. If after he washes it, it becomes lighter, he cuts that part out and burns it and keeps the rest of the beged. If the taras comes back onto the rest of the beged, then he must burn the rest of the beged too. But if after he washes it, it goes away, then he is tovel the beged in the mikvah and it is tar. Zok Rashi Pasuk Memches, La Pishtin U La Tzemer, Shel Pishtim Oy Shel Tzemer, whether the beged was made of linen or wool, Oy Ba'or, Ze Or Sheloi Nasa by Melacha. This is referring to leather, that work was not done with it, it was not made into a vessel. Oy B'chol Melechazar, or with any Melechazar, Ze Or Shenasa by Melacha. This is leather that was made into a vessel, work was done with it. Yerak Rak, the double Lushan of Yerak Rak, Yorak Sheba Yerakin, means extremely green. Adamdam, Edoim Sheba Edoimin, extremely red. Taras Mameresi, if it spreads after the first week, it is called Taras Mameres. Lushan Silon Mamir, it means Silon, a thorn, Mamir, that is piercing. Here also, it is a piercing Taras. Umidrashoi, the Medrash says, Tain by Me'era. The word Mameres comes from the word Me'era, a curse. Give it a curse. That you cannot have anah from it, because you may not benefit from it, because it has to be burned. The simple meaning, the simple meaning is that he will burn the beged made out of wool or linen. The Medrash says, Yochal Yavi Gizei Tzemer. I might think that since the Pasuk says V'sorov es ha-beged, Batzemer uva-pishtim, it means that you will burn the beged and also take with it extra tzemer and pishtim to be burned with it. Yavi gizei tzemer, he should bring shearings of wool, vanitze pishtim, and bundles of linen, v'yisrafeim imoy, and burn it together with the beged. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says at the end of Pasuk Nun Beis, he ba'esh tisaref, she should be burnt in fire, which means only the beged. Einu tzricha dava achra ima, nothing else is burnt together with this beged, not extra pishtim or extra tzemer. Imkein ma talmud loymar batzemer oy bapishtim. Why does the pasuk say batzemer oy bapishtim? Lahoiti, to exclude es haimriyos, the borders sheboy, that are on the beged, shehemi min acher, that are made of other material, not linen or wool. The halacha is that you do not have to burn those materials. Imriyos, what do imriyos mean? Lashon safa, it means a hem, k'may imra, like the lashon of imra. Es hashaboy hanega, if the nega stays the same after the first week, he washes asher boy hanega. Yochel mokum hanega mavad. I might think that he only washes the nega. Talmud loymer eis asher boy hanega. The pasuk says he washes that which the nega is on, which means the beged. Yochel kol beged. I might think the whole beged. Kulay. Ton kibos needs to be washed. Talmud loymer, therefore the pasuk says hanega, which means only the nega. Hoketzad, how is this possible? Yichabes mina beged imoy. It means wash the nega and a little bit of the beged around the nega. Acharei huchabes, after having been washed, loshen he osois, it is a loshen of he osois, which means having been done. If you look at Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev, Perek Mem Pasuk Chof, over there also it says a similar loshen, where over there it says Yom Hu Ledes Es Pari, the day of Pari's birthday, which means Yom Hu Ledes, the day of Pari's birth. Rashi over there tells us that the lashon of hu ledes is because a woman does not give birth by herself, but rather the mialedes helps her give birth. That's why it says hu ledes, which means somebody else helps her giving birth. Here also, the pasuk says hu chabes, which means after having been washed, because it gets washed by somebody else. That's what Rashi says over there. And l'chora, that's what Rashi means over here. Loshen hei osois. Because it does not say after he washes it, but rather hu chabes, which means that somebody else washes the nega. Zok Rashi lehofach hanega es enoi. The nega did not change colors. Lehucha mimar isoi. It did not become lighter and dimmer. Rashi, in this Rashi, is going according to the shita of the Chachamim that we mentioned earlier. That the pshat in the pasuk when it says lehofach means that it did not become lighter, because if it does become lighter, then we don't burn it, but rather we cut out that part and burn that part. The hanega lefoso, and the nega did not spread. Shamanu, we see from this pasuk, sheim lehofach, if the nega did not change colors, velefoso, and did not spread, it stayed the same, tomei, then it is tomei. The ein tzorach loymar, it goes without saying, lehofach, if it did not change colors, uposo, and it did spread, that it is tame. Hofach v'leifoso. What happens if it changes colors from green to red or red to green v'leifoso and did not spread? Eini yodea maya yosalei. I do not know what the halach is. Tamad loymar. The pasuk says v'hiskir es hanega, that he locks up the nega. Mikol makoim. No matter what. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. As we explained earlier, that Rabbi Yehuda holds if a nega changes from green to red or red to green, we look at it like a new nega, and we must lock it up as if it was a new nega from the start. That's why the pasuk says v'hiskir es hanega, that we lock up the nega that changes colors, and we look at it like a new nega. The Chachamim argue and say that it is not looked at as a new nega, but rather as an old nega, and you will burn it. And the pasuk of Lehafach is coming to exclude where it became lighter. So Rashi k'di'itza b'toris kahanim. This machlokes is brought down in Toris Kahanim. V'rmaz tekan. And I mentioned it over here, liyashiv hamikra alefanav, to explain the pasuk properly. Pechesesi, it is a penetrating tzaras. Lashon guma, pecheses is a language, an expression of a hole. Kimoi ba'achas hapsochim, in one of the ditches. Kloimar, this means to say, shefelahi, this is a nega that is deep. Nega shemar of shoykin, a nega whose appearance is sunken in. Bekarachtoi oy v'gabachtoi, in the old garments or the new ones. Kitagume, bisachikose oy becharatuse, in the old garments or in the new garments. Karachtoi, the lashon of karachtoi means sechokim yishonim, old garments. Umipnei ha-medrash, and also we need the lashon of karachas and gabachas because of the medrash. Shehutzrach, it is needed l'gzereshava for gzereshava. Minayin, how do we know? Lipricha. Bibegodim, shehi tahira, that if a beged spreads, the tzaras in the beged spreads through the whole beged, that it is tahar, just like by a nega on flesh, nema karachas v'gabachas ba'odom. It says karachas and gabachas by a nega on a person. We learned earlier, if his hair falls out in the front of his head or the back of his head, and then he gets a nega, it is tome. V'nema karachas v'gabachas bibegodim. And the lashon of karachas and gabachas is stated also by beged, like it says in this pasuk. Mal halon, just like by nige or arbasa. Parach bekulei tahor, if the nega spreads throughout the whole body of the person, it is a simin tahara, afkan parach bekulei tahor. Here also, if it spreads throughout the whole beged, it is tar. Lekach, therefore, ochaz akosum, loshen karachas digabachas. That's why the Torah uses an odd loshen of saying an old garment and a new garment by using the lashon karachas oy gabachas in order to make this gzeresh shava, to learn that if it spreads to the whole beged, it is tar. Ule'inyan pirusha v'tagumai, and in order to explain the simple explanation of the word, zehu mashmoy, this is what the word karachas and gabachas means. Karachas lashon yishonim. Karachas means old garments. V'gabachas lashon chadoshim. Gabachas means new. Ki'ilu nichtav, as if it says bach risoy, on its back, means old, or bekarbusa, on its front, which means new. Shakarachas loshen achoyrayim, because karachas means the back of the head. Nagabachas loshen ponim, and gabachas means the front of the head, where the hair fell out on the front. K'moshe kosov, like the pasuk says, v'imi pas ponim, if on the front of his head his hair fell out. Nagakarachas kol sheshafea v'yarev minakodkei ulachorav. Karachas is when the hair falls out on the back of the head. So too over here, the word karachas means the back, which means old, and gabachas means the front, which means new. Kach meforish b'toris kahanim. So is explained in the Toris kahanim. So Rashi, v'kara oisai, if you wash the nega and it became lighter, you rip out that part, yikore makam ha-nega min ha-beged, you rip out that part that became lighter, v'yisrafenu, and you burn it, and the rest of it is good. But if it comes back onto the beged, parachasi, it is an eruption of saras, davar ha-choizev itzameach, something that comes back and grows. V'esh tisrafenu es kol ha-beged, then you burn the whole beged. But if you washed it, v'sor mehem ha-nega, and the nega went away, im kishe kipsuhu b'tchilo, alpi koyim. If when it was washed originally through the word of the koyim, sor mimenu ha-nega lagamri, the nega went away totally, v'chibes shenis, then you will wash it a second time. Over here it means lashon tefila, you are tovelin. Targum shel kibusim shebe parasha zu, whenever it says v'chibes or v'chubas in the parasha. What does Targum say? Lashon libun. It means laundering. V'yischaver. Targum says v'yischaver, which means to clean. Chutz mizeh, except for this time. She'ena lubayin. Over here, v'chubas does not mean to launder. Elo litbal, it means to immerse in a mikvah. Lekach targumai. Therefore, Targum says, instead of v'yischaver, v'yitztabe. It means to immerse. V'chein kol kibuse begadim she'en l'tfilo. And so too, any time the Torah says kibus, which means to immerse in a mikvah, miturgaminan, Targum says v'yitztava, which means to immerse in a mikvah. So although the Torah uses the same lashon of a chubas by both, Targum changes his pirush, and by one he says it means laundering, and the other one he says it means immersing in a mikvah. But Moshe Feinstein, in his Sefer Dorosh Moshe, says the Torah specifically wants to use the same word by laundering as by tefillah, in order to tell you that just like you understand when you wash clothing that are dirty, you are washing out the dirt from the clothing, so too you must realize that when one is tovel something in a mikvah, he is taking out the stain and the dirt spiritually of this beged. And just like you understand that dirt comes out from washing, so too, on the ruchnius dika level, when one is tovel something, the dirt comes out from the beged too. Parshas Mitzrayim. In Parshas Tzaria, we discussed the tumah of nega tzaras, a nega tzaras that appeared on a person's body. In Parshas Mitzrayim, we'll discuss the tahara, the purification process that this mitzvah must go through in order to become tahar. And the pasuk says, "Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemar." Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, "Zois tihiyeh teras hamitzvah. This shall be the laws of the mitzvah b'yom taharasai, on the day of his purification. V'huva el hakoyin, and he shall be brought to the koyin. V'yotza hakoyin, and the koyin will go out el lichutz la'machane, outside of all three machanos." The Ro HaKoyin, and the Koyin will see, Vihine, and behold, Nirpa Nega HaTzoras Min HaTzorua. The Nega HaTzoras has healed from the Mitzorah, from the Tzorua. Chazal tell us that Tzoras comes on a person because of the Avera of Lashon Hara. This is learned out of Pasuk Beis, where the Pasuk says, Zois Tiyah Teres HaMitzorah. The word Mitzorah is really made up of three words, Moitzi Shemra. This is the law of a Motzi Shemra. This is the purification process of the person that spoke Lashon Hara, that slandered another person. Mitzara comes from the word Motzi Shemra. The Mefarshim ask that there seems to be a stira, a contradiction between Pasuk Beis and Gimel. In Pasuk Beis, it says, V'huva el ha-koyin. The Mitzara will come to the Koyin. In Pasuk Gimel, it says, V'yotza ha-koyin, that the Koyin will go out to the Mitzara. Which way is it? Does the Mitzorah come to the Kohen, or does the Kohen go to the Mitzorah? The Sifsei Chachamim, Rabbeinu Sadja Goin, and in Sefer Ksav HaKabbalah, learn V'huva El HaKohen means the news that this Mitzorah was healed is brought to the Kohen, V'yot HaKohen, and the Kohen goes out to the Mitzorah. The Kohen goes to the Mitzorah. V'huva El HaKohen is just telling us that the news is brought to the Kohen. The Chizkuni, Rivash, and the Sephorno all learn that V'huva El HaKohen means that we bring the Mitzorah until the edge of the Machane. The Mitzorah is not allowed into the Machane Yisrael, but maybe he is far out, outside the Machane. We don't want to trouble the Kohen to go so far, so therefore V'huva El HaKohen, we bring the Mitzorah as close as he can come to the border of the Machane Yisrael. And then V'yotza HaKohen, the Kohen goes out of all three Machanois to the edge of the mache, the edge of the machane, to see the mitzora, to see if it heals. The part of Yafos is medayik. That's why the pasuk says v'yotza hakoyin el michus lamachane, and not v'yotza hakoyin michus lamachane. He learns that the kohen does not actually leave the machane Yisrael. Since the Mitzvah was brought until the edge of the Machane Yisrael, and he is standing outside the Machane Yisrael right at the edge, V'yotza HaKoyin, the Koyin will go out El to Michutz LaMachane, but he won't actually go Michutz LaMachane. He will stand inside the Machane Yisrael right at the edge and look at the Mitzvah who is standing outside the Machane Yisrael right at the edge. They will be standing right next to each other, the Koyin inside the Machane Yisrael and the Mitzvah on the outside. And that's why the pasuk says el michutz lamachane and not michutz lamachane. So when the kohen sees that the nega has healed, v'tzivo hakohen, and the kohen will command v'lokach, and he will take two birds. Taris Kahanim explains v'tzivo hakohen. The kohen does the commanding, but v'lokach is with any person. Anybody can do the taking of the birds. V'lokach la'mitaher, and any person can take for the one that became tahor, shtei tziporim, two birds. And these birds have to be chayos, alive. Frek Rashi, of course the birds have to be alive. If the pasuk says in pasuk A, v'shachat esat tzipor echos, that you should shecht one of the birds. So why does the pasuk have to say chayos? It is to tell us that the birds must be chayos and not trefos. You are not allowed to take a bird that has a physical defect that will cause it to die. That's why it says chayos veloy trefos. Tahoros, the birds should be kosher birds. Ve'etzeres, and take a branch of a cedar. Ushni salas, and red wool. Ve'ezoiv, and ezoiv, which is a type of an herb, a type of a grass. Rashi tells us that the shtei tziporim, the two birds, and the etzeres, are telling us the way the Mitzvah, the way the one who spoke Lashon Hara was. Ushni Salas, the Ezoiv, is telling us the way the Mitzvah has to be in order for him to do tshuva. Just like the birds chirp and chatter, so this person that spoke Lashon Hara chirped and chattered and spoke Lashon Hara. And just like an Eitz Erez is a tall, prominent tree, this person who spoke Lashon Hara was haughty and was a big shot. But what is his remedy that Hashem should be mekabel his tshuva? He should be like a shni selas. The word selas can also mean a worm. The ezoiv and grass. He should lower himself like a worm and like a low piece of grass. This way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him. Maskal David asks, if the shni selas and the ezoiv are just simonim, signs, to remind him that he should become humble, why do we need two signs? Either bring the shni selas or the ezoiv. Why both? And he answers based on the Mishnah in Avos that says, Me'oid me'oid havashval ruach. A person must be very, very humble. And the Rabbi Bar Tanura explains that even though concerning other midos, a person should take the middle path, the middle of the road, and that is meshubach, that is praised, but when it comes to gaiva, to hoyness, a person has to go to the extreme and be very, very humble. That is what the Torah is hinting over here. We have two simanim that he should be humble. To tell you, me'oid me'oid hava shval ruach. And the pasuk continues, v'tzivo ha'koyin. And the koyin should command, v'shochat es ha'tzipor ha'echos. And he should shecht one of the birds. Torah's koyhanim brings down a machloikis, who v'shochat is referring to. Who does the shechita? According to one man d'amar, it is a Yisrael. Even a Yisrael can do the shechita. According to the other man d'amar, it is another kohen. The Rambam paskins, like the man d'amar who says that it is another kohen. And the reason why we need two kohanim is because one kohen will do the shechita, while the other one will catch the blood in the kli cheres, in the earthenware vessel. And the pasuk says, v'tziva kohen, and the kohen will command, v'shochat, and either another kohen or Yisrael will shecht the bird. El kli cheres, al mayim chayim, and the blood will be caught in an earthenware vessel that has spring water in it. Rashi tells us it should have a revius of spring water in it, which is the amount of water that when the blood will fall into it, the blood will be recognizable in the water. Then he will take the live bird separately. Ves eto erez, and the branch of the cedar. Veshnia telas, and the wool that was dyed red. Veso ezoiv, and the ezoiv. He will tie the ezoiv and the eitz erez with the shnitalas. V'taval oisam, and he will immerse them, referring to the three that were tied together, the eis hatzipor achaya, and also the live bird, v'dam hatzipor hashchuta, in the blood of the bird that was shechted alamayim achayim, together with the spring water. He will dip all these four things into the mixture of the blood and the spring water. V'hizo, and he will sprinkle it, al hamitar min hatzaras, on the person that became tar from the tzaras, sheva pa'omim, seven times. There is a machlokes in the 14th parak of Maseches Negoim in Mishnah Aleph, where he sprinkled it. According to one man d'amar, he sprinkled it on the back of the hand of the mitzara. According to another man d'amar, it was sprinkled on the mitzara's forehead. So he will sprinkle it seven times, v'tiharoi, and he will purify him. V'shilach es hatzipor hachaya al pnei hasodeh, and he will send the live bird off to the open field. This is a simen that just like the tzipor hachaya, the live bird, goes off and flies away, so too the tzaras is going away from the person. V'chibes hamitaris begodo. Then the one that became tahar will be toivel his clothing. V'gilach es kol sa'oroi, and he will shave all the hair of his body. V'rochat pamayim, and then he will be toivel himself in a mikvah v'toher, and he will become tahar. V'achar yovoi el amachne. After he does all this, he may enter the Machane Yisrael, which means that after the mixture of the blood and the water was sprinkled on the Mitzvah, after the Tzipor HaChaya, the live bird, was sent off, after the Mitzvah was tovel himself and his clothing, and after all his hair was shaved off, then he may enter the Machane Yisrael, but V'yoshav Michus La'Aholoi Shivas Yomim, he must stay outside his tent for 7 days. Chutz La'Aholoi, staying outside his tent, is a euphemism to say that he is usur to have relations with his wife. So although he is allowed to enter the machaneh, he is usur to his wife. And although during the time that he was michus la machaneh with the negat tzaras, he was not usur to his wife, so why now when he comes into the machaneh is he usur to his wife? Maskil Dovah says that this is an incentive that the Torah is giving that he should bring his karbonos on the 8th day. Because we are afraid that maybe now that he can come into the machaneh, he might not bring his karbonos to be mitar himself completely. Therefore the Torah says, you are usur to your wife now, and you will not become mutter until after you bring your karbonos. The Malbim is medayek. Why does it say v'tiharoi twice? In Pasuk Zion it says, v'hizo al mitar min hatzaras sheva pa'omim, you will sprinkle the mixture of blood and water on the mitzvah of v'tiharoi, and then he will become tar. And then again in Pasuk Ches, v'rochatz pamayim v'toher, he will immerse himself in the mikvah and become tar. Why does it say v'tar twice? He answers that the Torah only says v'tar by a step in the tahara procedure, that if this step is not done, then the tahara will not take place. That's why the Pasuk says in Pasuk Zion, V'hizo al hamitar min hatzaras sheva pa'omim, he will sprinkle from the mixture of blood and spring water on the person that became tahara 7 times. V'tiharoi, and he will be mitar him. The Pasuk says v'tiharoi because if you do not do this step of sprinkling the water and the blood, then he will not become tar. Then the pasuk continues, "V'shilach esat tzipor achaya al pnei hasodeh." He will send the bird to the open field. Over there, it does not say v'toher because this step is not critical for the tahara to take place. And also the next pasuk, "V'chibes hamitaris begodol," where the person that became tahara will be toivel his clothing. It does not say v'toher because again, this step is also not critical and will not prevent the tahara from moving forward. But then afterwards it says, V'gilach es kol sa'orei v'rochas b'mayim v'tar. He will shave all the hair on his body, and also he will immerse himself in a mikvah. Over there it says v'toher, because these two steps will prevent the tahara from taking place. That's why it says v'toher, only if he does these two steps will he become tahar. And the pasuk continues, V'hoyo v'yayim hashvi. It will be on the 7th day, which means the 7th day from the day that the bird was shechted. Yigalach es kol sa'orei. He will shave all his hair, which is a klal, a broad statement. It seems to be mashma, all the hair of his body. But then the pasuk continues with a prat. Es roshoi, the hair on his head. Ves zekonoi, and the hair of his beard. Ves gabois einov, and the hair of his eyebrows, which seems to be mashma, only these 3 places. Then the pasuk continues with another klal, another broad statement. Ves kol sa'orei yigaleach. He should shave all the hair of his body. This is a klal, prat uklal. It starts off with a broad statement, then a specific statement, and then again a broad statement. And the halacha is that a klal prat u klal, we darshin and we include things that are ke'en ha-prat, similar to the prat. Just like the prat, roshay, zikone, and gabesena are places which have kinusar, a dense covering of hair, the nira, and also it is hair that is visible, we will also include other places that have a dense covering of hair, and the hair is visible. An example of that would be his mustache, which is kinusar, a dense covering of hair, and venira, it is visible. But it is coming to exclude places that have kinusar, a dense covering of hair, but are not visible. For example, hair of the armpit. And also it's coming to exclude hair that is visible, but it's not a dense covering of hair. For example, hair on the arms. And the pasuk is saying over here that on this seventh day he will shave the hair of his head, his beard, and his eyebrows, and his mustache, but not the hair under his arms, and not the hair of his arms itself, because one is kinusar and not nira, and one is nira and not kinusar. Although in pasuk ches, we said on the first day, v'gilach es kol sa'oroi meant that he shaved all the hair of his body, Rashi in Masechtas Sota Daf Tezayin explains that is because over there in Pasuk Ches there is no klal prat u klal. So Vegilach es kol sa'orei literally means all the hair of his body. But on the seventh day he only shaves certain parts of his body because of the klal prat u klal. And after he does the giluach, the pasuk continues v'chibes es begado. He will toivel and immerse his clothing in a mikvah. V'rochatz es besore b'mayim, and then he will also enter and immerse himself in the mikvah, v'taher, and then he will become tahar. If he touches something at that point, it will not become tamei, except truma, because concerning truma, he will not be tahar until he has harav shemesh, until the sun sets on that night. Concerning kachim, he is still tamei until the next day when he brings his karbanos. And the pasuk says, v'yom hashmini, and on the eighth day, yikach, he will take his karbanos, shnei chavosim tamimin, two sheep that do not have a mum. One sheep will be for a carbon asham, and one sheep for a carbon oila. V'chavsa achas, and one female sheep for a carbon chatos. Bas shenasa, in its first year, tamima, without a mum. U'shloisha esroinim, soiles, mincha belulav hashemen. And 3/10 of an epha of soiles, fine flour mixed with oil for a mincha. The reason for 3/10 of an epha is because we have 1/10 for every animal. 1/10 of an epha for the asham, 1/10 for the oila, and 1/10 for the chatos. And although usually a mincha is not brought together with a chatos and asham, only with the carbon oila and shlamim, over here it is a gzeres hakosov, that by a carbon of a mitzora, the asham and the chatos also are accompanied by a carbon mincha. V'loig echot shemen, and a loig of oil. The purpose of this loig of oil is, like we will see further, it will be sprinkled toward the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, toward the base HaMikdash, and also sprinkled on the Mitzvah. V'hemet HaKoyin HaMitar. And the Kohen who is doing the purification will place Esa Isha Mitar, the person that became purified, the Oisam and them and all the animals, Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, Pesach Oil Moed, by the opening of the Oil Moed. It does not mean that the Mitzvah is actually standing in the Azara, because he is a Mechusre Kippurim, he did not bring his carbon yet, and he is not allowed to enter the Azara, but it means that he stands in the Shah HaNiknar, the gate that was donated by Niknar, which was on the eastern side of the Azara, and it did not have the Kedusha, the holiness of the Azara, and the Mitzvah was allowed to stand there. So everybody, he and his karbonos, will be standing in the Shara Niknar. V'lokach ha-koyin, and the koyin will take as ha-keves ho-echot, one sheep. V'hikriv oisei la-osham, he will bring it into the Azara for the sake of bringing it as a carbon osham. V'esloik ha-shomen, and also the loik of oil. V'heinif oisam tnufan l'fnei Hashem, he will pick them up, the loik ha-shomen, and the live animal, he will pick it up and wave it before Hashem. Zot Rashi, Pasuk Beis, Zois Tia Teres HaMetzora, this will be the laws of the Metzora, B'yoim Taharosei, on the day of his purification. Zot Rashi, since it says B'yoim Melameid, this teaches us, She'in Metaharin Oise Balayla, that we do not purify him at night. It is obvious that the Karbonos are not brought at night, because the carbon is never brought at night. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that even the whole procedure with the tziporim, the birds, and the etzeres and ezoiv, that is also done during the day. El michus la machane, the kohen will go outside of all three machanos, chutz la shalosh machanos, shenishtaleach sham bimei chilutoi, that is the place where the mitzvah was sent when he was considered a definite mitzvah. Chayos, he will take two tziporim, two birds that are chayos, prat la trefos, this is coming to exclude a bird that is a trefa, that has a physical defect that will not allow it to live. Tahiros, prat la'if tamei, this is coming to exclude that you should not bring a oif tamei, a bird that is not kosher. Lefisha negoyim boyin al lashon hara, since nega tzaras comes because of the avera of lashon hara, shehu maase pitputei dvarim, which is an act of verbal chatting, lefika whose kaku l'taharosoi, therefore it was necessary for the tahara, for the purification of this person, to bring tziporim, birds, shemefat fin tamei betzifs of koil, because they always talk by making chirping sounds. So just like the birds are always making sounds, that is what this person was like when he spoke Lashon Hara. The Eitz Eres, and this person was also like an Eitz Eres, Lefisha Negoyim Boyin Agasei Ruach, because Negoyim come because a person is haughty, who is high and tall like a cedar. Ushnisa Las Ve'ezoiv, he should also bring wool dyed red and Ezoiv. Ma takanosoi, what is this person's remedy? V'yisrape, in order that he should be healed. Yashpil atzmei migavosoi, let him lower himself from his haughtiness. Kiselas, and lower himself like a worm. Uke ezoiv, and like ezoiv, like grass. Eitz erez, makel shel erez, this means a branch of a cedar. Ushniselas, loshoin shel tzemer, a piece of wool shaped like a tongue. Savua zahoris, that is dyed red. We must understand why Rashi over here felt the necessity to explain what Shni Tolas is. This is not the first time where the Torah says Shni Tolas. If you look in Parshas Truma, when the Torah is listing all the things that were donated for the Mishkan, over there it says Usecheles, blue wool, v'argamon, and purple wool, v'seilas shani. Over there Rashi does not explain what it means. Why does Rashi wait until here to explain what it means? And also we must understand why over there it says Tailas Shani, and over here it says it in the reverse order, Ushni Tailas. And Rashi continues, Al Mayim Chayim, Noisim Oisam Tchila Bekli, he puts the spring water first in the vessel, Kidei Shiyehei Dam Sipar Nikabahem, the amount that the blood of the bird will be recognizable in this water. The Kamahem, how much water would that be? Revius a revius. Es atzipor achaya yikach oisa. Rashi is bothered why it says the extra word oisa. It should just say, es atzipor achaya yikach. He should take the live bird. Why does it say yikach oisa, he should take her? Malame, this comes to teach us, she'enoi oigdo imohim. He does not tie the live bird together with the Eitz Erez, Ezer, and Shnisa Las. Elo mafrisha la'atzma, he separates the live bird by itself. Avol but, ha'etz v'ezoiv, the eitz and the ezoiv, kruchim yachad v'loshen hazaharis. They are tied together with the wool that was dyed red. The wool that was dyed red is wrapped around the branch of the cedar and the grass. Ke'inyin shenemar, like the Pasuk says, ves eitz ha'erez, and the branch of the cedar, v'shnia t'olas, and the wool that was dyed red, Vesar Ezoiv, and the Ezoiv. Kicha Achas L'Shloshton, it says one taking for all of them, which means they were all tied together. But concerning the Sipar HaChaya, it says Yikach Oisa, take her, which means separate her. Yochol, I might think, Kishem She'enu Bechlal Aguda, just like the live bird was not included in the tying, Kain Loitehe Bechlal Tfila, it should also not be included in the dipping. Talmud Loimer, that's why the Pasuk has to come back and say, V'tov al Oisam, you should be toivel them, the Eis HaTzipor HaChaya, and also the Tzipor HaChaya. All four of them are immersed in the blood and the water. The Torah brings back the bird to include it again, that it also should be toveled in the blood and the water, even though it is not tied together with the rest of them. The Pasuk continues, V'yoshav michutz laholei, Zagrashi, Malame. The Pasuk is teaching us, She'osur b'tashmash amito, after he is allowed in the machaneh, he is osur to his wife. Eskol sa'oroi, he will shave all the hair on his head. Zagrashi klal, that is a klal. Uprat, which is followed by a prat, uklal, and then it is followed by a klal. And whenever you have a klal, prat, uklal, lahavi, it's coming to include anything similar to the prat, which is komokam kinusar, any place that has a dense covering of hair, venira, and any place where the hair is visible, Those type of places you must shave. The head, the beard, the eyebrows, and the mustache. Zokrashi v'kavso achas, he will bring as a korban one female sheep, that will be lechatos, u'shloisha esroinim, and 3/10 of an ephah for a mincha. Leniske shloisha kfosim halolu. That is for the minchas nesachim, the mincha that is brought together with nesachim, which means the pouring of the wine. You will bring 3/10 for the three sheep. Shechatosoi v'ashom eshol mitzorah, because the chatos and the osham of a mitzorah, to unim nesachim, they need a minchas nesachim. And this is a gzeres hakosov, because all over a chatos and a osham do not need and are not accompanied by a minchas nesachim. V'loig echot shemen, what is the purpose of this loig shemen? Lahazois olof sheva, to sprinkle upon him 7 times. Yosef Halel is bothered by the word olav, because if you look at the pasuk later, we see clearly that the loik shemen was not sprinkled on him, but rather it was sprinkled 7 times towards the kodesh hakadoshim. Therefore, he takes out the word olav, and we read it lahazoy sheva, to sprinkle 7 times, which means towards the kodesh hakadoshim. Velite mimenu, and to take from this oil and put it al tnuch oznoi, on the cartilage of his ear, and to place it on his right thumb and right big toe. Lifnei Hashem, all of these, which means the Mitzorah and the Karbonis, will stand Lifnei Hashem, Bishar Niknar, in the gate of Niknar, V'loi Ba'azara, not in the actual Azara, Atzma, Lefi Shehu Mechusa Kippurim, because the Mitzorah still did not bring his Karbonis, and therefore he may not enter the Azara. Nehikriv Oisel La'osham, and he will bring it closed for an osham. The pasuk cannot be telling me the hikriv that he is bringing it on the mizbeach already, because in pasuk Yud Gimel it first states that he is shechting it. So what does it mean vehikriv oisei la'osham? Yakrivenu l'teich azara. He should bring it into the azara l'shem osham, for the sake of an osham. Which means, since this carbon was standing in the shahar niknar, the pasuk is telling us bring it into the azara for the sake of a carbon osham. L'honif Shutan Tnufachai. This sheep must be picked up while it is alive. Vehenif Oisam Esa Osham Vesa Loig. What does it mean he picks them up? He picks up the Osham and the Loig Shemen. Shani. The Pasuk just finished telling us that he must make Tnufa, he must pick up the Keves La Osham and the Loig Shemen. And the pasuk continues, "V'shachar es hakeves," and he will shecht the sheep. "B'mkay masher yishchar es hachatos v'sa'oila," in the same place where he will shecht the chatos and the oila, which is "b'mkay hakodesh," in the holy place on the north side of the mizbeach. Frank Rashi, why does the pasuk have to tell us here that the osham has to be shechted on the north side of the mizbeach? It is a beferish of pasuk in Parshas Tzav that all karbonos osham have to be shechted on the north side of the mizbeach. Why does the Torah have to repeat it here? And he answers, because this Osham, this sheep, is different than other Karbonis Osham. Over here we see that everything was standing in the Shahar Niknar. The Mitzorah, together with his Karbonis, were all standing in the Shahar Niknar, like it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph. So I might think that the Shechita should also be done there. Therefore the Pasuk has to tell me, no, that this Keves La'osham should be shechted in the same place where every Osham is shechted, on the north side of the Mizbeach. Ki, because, Kachatos, like all Karbonos Chatos, Ha'osham Hu, is this Osham La'koyin, concerning the Avodos that are done by the Koyin. Because you might think that since, like we will see further, the blood of this Osham is placed on the Mitzorah, so you might think that the blood is not placed on the Mizbeach. And the emurim, the parts of the animal, are not placed on the mizbeach either. Therefore, the pasuk has to tell us, ki kachatos, like all karbonos chatos, is this osham. Just like a karbon chatos, the blood is placed on the mizbeach. And emurim, parts of the animal, are also placed on the mizbeach. This karbon osham also, although the dam is placed on the mitzvah, it is also placed on the mizbeach. And also the emurim go on the mizbeach. Kodesh Kodashim Hu, this carbon is Kodshe Kodshim. V'loka ha-koyim midam ha-osham. And the Koyim will take from the blood of the Osham. He will catch the blood in the vessel and then do Shtayim Chein Arba, like is typically done by an Osham. And he will also take blood in his hand. V'nosan ha-koyim al-tznuch oizen ha-mitar ha-yimonis. And from the blood in his hand, he will place it on the cartilage of the right ear of the person that became tar. Valboyin yode hayimonis, and on the right thumb. Valboyin ragloi hayimonis, and on the right big toe. Veloka hakoyim miloig hashomen, and then the koyim will take from the loig measurement of oil. Viyotak al kaf hakoyin hasmolis, and he will pour it into the palm of another koyin's hand, hasmolis, his left hand. He will not pour it into his own hand, but rather into the left palm of a second koyin. Vitoval hakoyin es espoi hayimonis, and the koyin will dip his right forefinger, min hashemen asher kafei hasmolis, into the oil which is in the other kohen's left hand, v'hizah, and he will sprinkle min hashemen from this oil, be'etzboi, with his finger, sheva pa'omim lifnei Hashem, 7 times towards the kodesh hakadoshim. Umiyetzer hashemen, and from the remaining oil, asher kafei, that is in his hand, yitin hakohen, the kohen will place it, al tenuch oizen hamitar hayimonis. He will place it onto the cartilage of the right ear of this person that became tar. Valboyin yodei hayimonis, and onto his right thumb. Valboyin ragalei hayimonis, and onto his right big toe. Aldam ha'osham, on the blood of the osham. Vanoiser bashemen, and that which is still left over of the oil, asher akaf hakoyen, that is in the palm of the kohen's hand, yiten al rosh hamitar, he will place it on the head of the person that became tar, the chiper olav, and he will atone on him, hakoyen, the kohen, lefnei Hashem, before Hashem. So basically, what he did with this oil was, he sprinkled it toward the kodesh hakadoshim, and then he placed it on the mitzvah's right ear, right thumb, and right big toe, and that which remained, he placed on the head of the mitzvah. Va'osa hakoyen es hachatos, and then the Kohen will bring his korban chatos, v'chiper al hamitar mitumosoi, and he will atone on the person that became Torah from his tumah. V'achar yushchar es ha'oilah, and afterwards he would shech the oilah. V'hela ha'koyin es ha'oilah v'sa mincha mizbecha, and he will bring the korban oilah and mincha on the mizbeach. The korban oilah is completely burned, and so is the 3/10 of an ephah for a mincha, because it is a minchas nesachim which gets completely burnt. V'chiper olav hakoyin, and the kohen will atone on this mitzvah. V'toher, and then he will become totally tahar. He will be able to enter the azara, and he also will be able to eat kachin, because all his karbonos were already brought. Zot Rashi pasuk yud gimel b'mkoy mashi yishchat. He should shech the osham in the same place where he shechs the carbon chatos and the carbon oilo, al yerach hamizbeach b'tzafoin, on the northern side of the mizbeach. Freit Rashi umatam loymar, what is the chiddush of this pasuk? V'aloi kvar nemar, it already said b'toras osham, by the laws of osham, b'parshas sav v'taharon, in parshas sav she'al osham to'un shechita b'tzafoin, that all karbonis osham need to be shechted on the north side. So why does the pasuk have to repeat it over here? And for Rashi, l'fi shi'yotze zeh michlal ashamois, since this osham is different than other karbonis osham, in which way? Lidoin Bahamoda, to have to stand in the Shar HaNiknor, like it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yochol, I might think, Tehe Shechitasei B'makam HaModosoi, that the Shechita should also be over there in the place where he is standing. In the Shar HaNiknor, Lekach Nemar, therefore the Pasuk has to repeat, V'shochat B'mkoyim Asher Yishchat, that you have to shecht it on the north side of the Mizbeach. Ki Chachatos, Kikechol hachatois, like all karbonois chatos, ha'osham hazeh, is this osham, hu lakoyin, b'chol avoidus hatluyus b'koyin, by all avoidus that the koyin does. Hushva osham zeh, the Torah is comparing this osham l'chatos for chatos. Sheloi toima, you should not say, hoil since v'yotza, domai michlal shar ashamois, since this blood is different than other bloods of karbon osham, lihina sein al tnuch, because the blood of this asham is placed on the ear and on the thumb and big toe, so I might think you just place the dam on his ear and toe, and you don't place it on the mizbeach, and you do not place a murim, parts of the animal, on the mizbeach. Lekach nemar, therefore the pasuk has to say, ki kachatos, like all korbanos chatos, ha'osham ahu, is this asham la koyin, to the koyin. to tell us that even though the blood is placed on the Mitzvah, still the blood is placed on the Mizbeach, and the Emurim also are placed on the Mizbeach like a Korban Chatos. Yochel, so I might think, Yehei Domei Nitin L'malo, I might think that if we're comparing it to Chatos, the blood will be placed on top of the Mizbeach by the horns, the Kronos of the Mizbeach, just like a Chatos. Therefore the Pasuk says, Tamad Leimar, the Pasuk says in Parshas Tav, Zois Toiras HaOshom, whenever it says Toiras, it's coming to include, so over here the word Toiras is coming to include that even though this carbon is compared to a chatos, it is different than a chatos. A chatos, the blood is placed on top by the kronos. The pasuk of Zoris Teres HaAshem tells me that this carbon is like all ashamos, where the blood is placed below the chut hasikra, shtayim shein arba, two applications that hit four walls. And that is said b'Teres Kahanim, in the Teres Kahanim. Tnuch, what does the word tnuch mean? Geder emsoi sheba oizen, the middle section of the ear. Uloshen tnuch loy noidali, I do not know what the word tnuch means. Vapoisrim, and the interpreters explain it. Karim loy tandrus, they call it tandrus, which means the cartilage. Boyin, what does boyin mean? Goidel, the thumb. Lifnei Hashem, he sprinkles the oil before Hashem. Keneged, in the direction of Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ve'es HaMincha, and he burns also the Mincha. Minchas Nesachim Shel Behema, this is referring to the Minchas Nesachim, the Mincha that is brought together with the wine, Shel Behema, of all three Behemas. Because for each Behema, one-tenth of an Eifah was brought, and this Mincha, this three-tenths of an Eifah, was burnt completely together with the carbon oilah.